Kutelochas Yoredea Chelik Aleph, Hilchas Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, Halacha Aleph. We dedicate the learning today for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, B'soich Shar Chol Yisrael. This halacha is based on a chapter in Likutei Moran that we've had several times recently. We've had several halachas based on this chapter. Al Pi Hamavura B'maimar Meshra D'Sakina. This halacha will be based on chapter 30 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Nizal explains She'yefsher lahasig hasogois kiim al yidei hatzimtzum basechel hatachtoim. It's impossible for a person to achieve high-level understanding of Hashem, high-level ideas, without it being constricted, brought down into lower-level things. Just like when a Rebbe or a teacher is trying to teach something sometimes that's advanced, they know they have to give an introduction first. They have to prepare the person first, all kinds of hakdamos, introductions, in order to prepare the person to be able to get to that high-level thing. Or just like very often, in order to be allowed to take a certain course, there are a few prerequisites. You have to first have taken these three courses, or these six courses, before we're going to allow you to go into it. Why? I don't want that. I just want this. You want this, you are not going to be able to understand it properly unless you first have these introductions. This tzimtzum in the seichel atachtoim. Shehu b'chinas kli lekabel b'soichoy ha-seichel elyon. This tzimtzum, this seichel atachtoim, is a vessel into which a person can receive the seichel ha-elyon. Vehu b'chinas malchus. And this keli, this tzimtzum, this chochmat ha-Torah, as we're going to see, corresponds to the sphere of malchus. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Vezeh b'chinas begodim. And this is the concept of clothing. Shehein b'chinas malchus. Clothing is associated with malchus. Kimuva b'maymar hayman. As Rav Nosson speaks about this in chapter 29 in Likutei Moran. He's going to show us later. It says in Megillas Esther, levush vayetze Mordechai b'levush malchus. Levush malchus. Malchus is levush. And in fact, it's brought that the Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusay Le'olam Voed, the first letters of Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusay Le'olam Voed are Bigematria Lovesh, to show that that's this concept of Malchus, Levush. Ki Habigodim Heim Levushim, because our clothing are garments. Hainu Bechinas HaSeichel HaTachtoin Shem Malbish U'magbil Es HaSeichel Le'olam Kanal. Just like clothing covers us and puts us into a certain box, so too the Seichel HaTachtoin covers, clothes, and puts the Seichel HaElyon into a certain box, into certain constriction. V'tzorech kol echod lirois lehischazek lahasig hasogois lefi madrigosoi. Every single Jew has an obligation every single day to try to understand things based on the level they are at. Ki bevadai, kishehu yochel lahasig hasoga gedoyla lefi madrigosoi, because most definitely, if a person is on a level to understand higher level things, they're on a level to understand Gemara. Osur loy lehistapik atzmoi bahasoga v'seichel koton shiasi. That person is not allowed to say, but I don't want to learn Gemara. Gemara is a little hard. I have to push myself a little. I'd rather just learn Mishnayos. It's also Torah. Not allowed to do that. But not allowed to do that. If you're capable of more, you're supposed to keep climbing that ladder, going higher and higher every day. Vafilu lehefech. And even the opposite of this, dahinu lehistakel lemala mimadrigosoi gam kein osur. And for a person to try to study or to look into things that are above their level is forbidden. It's dangerous. It could harm the person. Kamuva bekama mekoymos. As Rabbi Nizal discusses this in several places on the Likutei Moran, especially in chapter 34. There, Rabbi Nizal bases it on the pasuk Hashem Elokai godalto ma'oid. Godalto means to grow, to expand. Godol means great. But ma'oid. Ma'oid means, ma'oid in Hebrew means very, but ma'oid is a constriction. Ma'oid is the malach hamoves it's brought. Toiv ma'oid. Ma'oid represents a concept of tzimtzum, gevura, a concept of tzimtzumim. So the gedalta has to be with tzimtzum. V'zeh b'china so'isur shelo yekli gever alisha. And this will explain, this teaches us on a higher level, on a spiritual level, what the Torah is referring to when it says a woman is not allowed to wear men's clothing. Kimi sheyesh lo sechel koton, a person who has a lower level sechel, v'hu b'madrego ktana, that person's on a lower level, hu b'bechinas isha, he is referred to, he corresponds to the concept of the woman, shehi b'chinas deo she'eino miyusheves. The woman represents, generally, a lower level das, a level of das that's not able to think so deeply and clearly. Ulehepech, whereas the opposite, mishu b'madrege elyoina, a person who's on a higher level of sechel, hu b'chinas ish. He's associated with the concept of the man, shehu b'chinas sechel miyushev, which represents a higher level sechel, a more settled layer sechel. Women are generally more emotional and less miyushev, and the man is a concept of a higher level sechel. Now, is this a Breslov thing? No, Rabbein Ezal quotes a Gemara. There's a Gemara that Rabbein Ezal quotes there in Torah Lamed, where the Pasuk says, just a moment, I believe the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Haviu bonai mikoroiv ubenoisai meirochoik. The Gemara Menachas says, the Pasuk says, Haviu bonai meirochoik ubenoisai miktsei haaretz. Bring my sons from the distance and my daughters from the other end of the world. So the Gemara says there, benoisai elu goliois shebishara rotzois. The term benoisai alludes to the exiles when the Jews were in other countries, shedaiton einon miyusheves, where we weren't able to think clearly and properly, kibonois, like girls. Whereas bonim, zebechinas sechel ha'elyon, Rabbi Nizal says, that bonai represents a level, nimtza shebonim heimbechinas das miyusheves. Rabbi Nizal shows this from the Gemara there. Now again, does this mean that every man is smarter than every woman? Of course not. We know that's not the reality. But it means that the concept of ish is a concept which is supposed to be a higher level of das and a higher level of das meyushev. And the concept of woman is a lower level of das. Noshim daiton kalas, the Gemara says. And therefore, umi shehu bebechinas isha b'madrega ktana, therefore, a person who at a particular point in time is like a woman, which means in this respect he's at the lower level, osur loy lehislabesh betalas sheinoy shaloy. It's forbidden for that person to dress themselves in a garment that's not for them, that's three sizes too big. Dehainu lehistake lamala memadregosoy, which means to go above his level. A person who hasn't learned any Gemara or any Halacha yet, and that person is going to attempt to learn Kabbalah on their own, attempt to learn the Zohar Kodesh, the writings of the Arizal, because it's interesting, it's not going to work. It's not going to be constructive. If a person is being taught by a Rebbe, by a teacher, who knows and understands exactly where that person is at, and the Rebbe knows the material very, very well, and the Rebbe knows exactly what he can share with that Talmud and what not, then it could be beneficial. It's like a person being given an appetizer in a meal, an appetizer, where a person takes a drink in the beginning of the meal to whet their appetite, that kind of thing. But again, to attempt to learn it on their own, or a person even who's going to attempt to learn Gemara on their own completely, without having the basics of Mishnayis, without having the basics of Chumash, it's going to be very hard for them to get a proper, good understanding of it. Vizehu, and this is what the Pasuk means, when it says, Lo yihye kli gever al isha, that a woman is not allowed to wear men's clothing. Gever zebechinas hechocham. In this context, gever represents the chocham. Bechinas, as it says in Mishlei, gever chocham ba'oiz. A man is powerful with his knowledge, with his chochma. Ukli gever, clothing of a gever, zebechinas hatzimtzumim v'hakelim, sha'aliyot ha'mekabel ha'chochma kanal. The clothing of the gever represents the tzimtzumim, that chokhmah tator, the vessels in which he's receiving the chokhmah. V'yafal pikein, and even though we're not talking about a person here who doesn't know what kelim are, even if the person knows what kelim are, afal pishe hachokhmah v'hahasoga kvar nitztamtzemu bebechinas kelim, even if the chokhmah and this high level of knowledge has already been shrunken and it's been put into kelim, it's been put into a box, me'achar shezocho zeh lahasigon, meaning that this person has already understands it. Ki beloy kelim iefshel l'shum chokham ba'olam lahasig, because without kelim, the smartest person in the world cannot achieve a true, positive, healthy understanding. But still, afal pikein, even if we're talking about a person who's working with chachma and with kelim, afal pikein, l'mishuhu b'madrega k'tana mimenu, a person who's on a lower level than them, v'hu b'bechinas isha, that person is compared to isha, osur loy lehislabesh be'elu hakelim, that isha, the person on the lower level, is not allowed to put on the kelim of the person who's on a much higher level. Ki osur lehistake lamala mimadrigosa, because it's forbidden for a person to look above their level. Meaning above their level means what's out of reach for them now, what they're not supposed to be looking at. We're supposed to be growing every day. Every day you're learning a little more, you're going a little higher. But here we're talking about a person making a jump that they're not qualified to make. V'zehu shehoitzi akosu b'loshun lo yihyeh. And this now, Rav Nosson Zal explains a very important diuk. The pasuk could have said lo yilbash. It doesn't say lo yilbash. It could have said lo yilbash gever simlas. It doesn't say that. It says lo yihyeh kli gever alisha. The clothing of a man should not be on a woman. Whereas in the second half of the pasuk, it says lo yilbash gever simlas isha. So why the difference? Why here is it lo yiyeh and why over there is it lo yilbash? Ki be'emes bevadai iefshir lemishuhu b'madrega k'tana lehislabesh b'kli gever anal. What Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here is you should know this is an impossibility. It will not be. The isha, the lower person, will not be able to put on the high, the kli gever, to put on the higher level thing. Because the person has not yet gotten to that level. And therefore, even for that garment to be on that, just to be, I'm not wearing it, I'm just trying it on. I'm just putting it on for a minute. It's not going to work. It's not going to be beneficial. It's not allowed, even for a moment. Me'achar shel adayin lo higia l'madregazu, because the person has not yet gotten to that level. Even if it should be on him for a short time, is forbidden. Avol b'seifei, but in the second part of that pasuk, k'siv lo yilbash gever, that a gever, the person's on a higher level, is not allowed to dress up on the lower level. Because this person's on a higher level, they can definitely learn Gemara. We don't have to tell. Of course he can learn Mishnayis. Of course. Lahasig hasagosoi, to achieve that knowledge. Rakshahu osur. It's just that it's forbidden for him to stay there and not advance and not work on his level. A person has to work and push themselves to be able to understand what's on their level. We know lahavdil in the field in Gashmius, a person who's doing exercise to try to build up their body. If that person is up to 30 push-ups, they can handle 30 push-ups well. And that person comes in and for the next week they do 10 push-ups or 20 push-ups. It's not going to accomplish what that person needs to accomplish, what that person should be accomplishing.
So this is the concept of Bat Berotze, no?
Exactly. This is the concept where Rabbeinu Zal says on Likutei Moran, chapter 6, that true tshuva, true coming close to Hashem requires knowing how to go up the ladder and knowing how to come back down from the ladder. And Rabbein Azal writes there that it's a tremendous bekiyas, because this is where many, many thousands of people fail. They don't know that in Yiddishkeit there's no such thing as putting it in park. There's no such thing. A Jew has to be climbing, every day climbing, advancing. One of Rabbein Azal's Talmidim said, if my Kriya Shema today will be like my yesterday's Kriya Shema, I'm ready to put my head on the guillotine. They should chop off my head. Because it means I don't deserve to live. If Hashem gave me a new day, He expects a new Kriya. He doesn't want yesterday's Kriya Shema. He doesn't want yesterday's Gemara. He wants new. He wants new every day. I'm climbing. I'm a new person, like a newborn baby who's constantly learning new things. V'zeh shepirush Rashi. And this is why Rashi over there in the Chumash makes it perfectly clear, shedovor zeh goyrim leniyuf, that this kind of thing, women wearing pants, women wearing men's clothing, and men wearing women's clothing, leads to niyuf. The wording in Rashi there is that a man is not, a woman is not to put on a man's clothing. Why? Shetehei doyme le'ish, so that she looks similar to a man. He's wearing pants and she's wearing pants. Kedei shetelech bein ho'anoshim, which makes it easier and more conducive for her to mingle with men. She'enzu elo l'shem niyuf. You want to know what's under that? No. I have no. Yes, the woman you have. Are you interested in adultery? Are you interested in znut? What are you, nuts? And she doesn't know that there's a malach inside of her that's very interested. And he knows exactly how to operate. He knows that putting on pants is an innocent, it's no big deal. I'm saying everybody does. And they don't know that Hashem, who created men and women, and who created our desires and hearts, Hashem says, She'enzu elo l'shem niyuf. This is a step towards the direction of adultery, of divorces, Rahman al-Sin, of all kinds of major trouble. And the next Rashi, where it says that a man is not allowed to wear women's garments, Rashi says, Leilech leishei ben hanoshim, which again makes it easier and more conducive for him to mingle with women, because men and women are supposed to stay apart. Davar acher, another interpretation Rashi says, Shelo yosir sar ho'erva v'sar shel beis hashechi, that there are certain customs which women do. Women remove the hair of the underarms. Women remove other hair, which a man isn't allowed to do that. That's female behavior. A man is not allowed to do that. And the pasuk finishes, Ki toyavas Hashem alaykecha kol oiseile, because this is considered toeva, despicable and disgusting, a person who does this. Rashi says, Loy osra toira ele levush hamevi lidei toeva. What the Torah is telling us here is that those types of clothing that could lead to toeva, that's what's forbidden. A belt, a woman wears a belt, a man wears a belt. Shit, they're allowed to wear belts. It's those kind of clothing that could be seductive in any kind of way, or that could lead in any way to erva, that to toyeva, that's where the Torah says that's forbidden. Now Rav Nosson Zal says again, v'zeh shepir shrashi hatam shedover zeh gam laniyuv. The reason for this is because this could lead to sins between men and women. Al pi sheshamati me'atmor neiro yoyer. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what I heard from Rabbein Azal, now he uses the words Neira Yoyer, which means Rav Nosson Zal is writing this while Rabbein Azal is still living. Al Maimar Chazal regarding the Gemara in Sukkah, which says, Kol Hagodol Mechaveroi Yitzroi Godol Himenu, that whoever is on a higher level than another person has a higher level Yitzhahara than that person. Shehu Azhora Lahadoyresh Toiro Barabim. Rabbein Azal says in Likut Imran, chapter 134, that this is a warning to those people who are teaching Torah publicly, she'yinizhar bidvarov, that he has to be very careful about what he says, she'yinizhar bidvarov ma'oid, to be extremely careful in what he says, she'yishalku dvarov l'chol echad ve'echad, that his words should be categorized, should be divided, for each and every individual person, that each and every person should receive what's on their level. And no one should hear something that's above their level. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in Torah Kuf Lamed Dalet. It's a short chapter. I'll read it inside. Rabbein Azal says there that it's an avoida gedoyla loymar Torah afilu leyochid. It's a major avoida to speak words of Torah even to an individual, to another person, to an individual student. Kol shkein l'rabim. How much more so if a person is going to be teaching publicly, that's no simple matter. That's a avoida gedoyla. That's a very high level avoida. Ki tzorech li zoher ma'oid. The person has to be extremely careful, the one who's teaching, not to say something that the student isn't ready to receive, cannot handle. Kihu bechinas niuf, because this is a form of adultery. Shemashlich tipe hasechel basar dolo yitzrich. What is adultery? A person chas v'shalom is placing their seed where it doesn't belong. And a person who's placing their knowledge, the seed of their brain, their knowledge, where it doesn't belong, that's considered like niuf, Rabbein Azal says. V'nikra levatola. And that's considered like zera levatola, like wasting seed, chas v'shalom. Ki einoy moile, that's like klum. Because by telling this person something that they can't handle, that's not going to produce any result. So you're giving seed and you're wasting it, chas v'shalom. Vilifomim nikra niuf mamish. And sometimes it's literally called adultery. Shemoilid umoitzi posel upogum. Just like in adultery, a man chas v'shalom has relations with somebody else's wife and a child is produced, that child is defective. That child is a mamzer, rachmona litzlan. Hainu, shehamekabel oisa alidei ze dovor she'enoi tzorch lelefim adregosoi. You'll get a rabbi who says something to a student that the student isn't ready to understand properly, and then that student will go and burn down somebody else's store. The person will go do something dramatic, something terrible, because they heard something in a shir. It had to be said much more carefully so that they shouldn't hear what they think is a permit. This is going on around us in many places. Rabbanim making statements, and certain people hearing those statements and twisting it, the person has to be careful. The Gemara says, Chachamim hizaru b'divreichem. The Gemara says this to the Tanoim and Amoroim. Be careful, because there was a Talmud who heard something and left and started his own religion, Rachmana l'Islam. V'alkein, alidei sho'oimer Torah, yuchal chas v'shom lehizgaber olov hayetzer b'taivas niyuf. And therefore, a person who's teaching Torah, it's very possible that that person could be attacked with taivas niyuf. V'alkein tzorech lizoher mo'id kishoimer Torah borabim. Therefore, a person has to be extremely careful when they're lecturing publicly, shediburov yischalku, that the words should split up, the words that they're saying should reach every person. Every person should hear exactly what they need to hear, not more and not less. Each person should hear what they need, lo yoisa, and not more. A person was, how do you do that? Even though he's speaking and he's giving one lecture, he's saying, making one statement, im kol ze lo yichnois belev kol echad v'echad ki im hanoygei aloi. Still, a person, it's possible, if Hashem helps a person, that each and every person listening will hear exactly what they need to hear. What managela, what applies to them, v'tzorech loy, and what that person needs. U'kama shekosa b'zoyer, as it says in the Zoyer HaKadosh, v'yishma yisroy, that when the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf and Mamto, everything happened, yisroy heard. So the Zoyer HaKadosh asks, v'haloy kule alma shamu. He wasn't the only one who heard. It says, Shamu Amim Yirgozim. Everyone heard. Well, what's why Yishma Yisroi? Elo Yisroi Shama Ubo. Yisroi heard what he needed to hear to be able to help him to convert, to come running and join join Moshe, join Klal Yisrael. Ayin Sham, take a look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Yisrael. The Zehu, and this is also the famous statement in the Zohar HaKadosh, Zako Mandemalel Al Udna Deshama. Ashrei to that person who speaks to ears that are listening. Person has to be very careful. Sometimes the person says, I had to say it. I don't care if he wanted to hear it or not. I don't care if she wanted to hear that. But I have to say what I need to say. You're nuts. You don't have to say anything. You have to shut up. If you're going to say something to someone and those words are not going to help them, are not going to benefit them, you could be committing the worst sins in the world. Ashrei to the person who speaks to ears that are listening. First, study carefully to see if the person is listening. V'zeh she'omru, and this is why the Gemara says, kol ha'godol mechaveroi, that whoever is higher than another person, haynu shehu godol, we're talking about a godol. He's a teacher. He's not a son. V'alidei zeh oimer Torah, and as a result of that, he's giving over Torah, azai yitzroi godol mimenu. Then he should know that he has a bigger yetzer hara. He should know that the Yetzer Hara is going to try to be bigger than him and overpower him. It's possible for the Yetzer Hara to attack this person, the teacher, the Rebbe, with Taivas Niyuf. Person has to be extremely careful and measure their words. Look around, see who's there, see who's present, to be super careful in what I'm saying. This tzimtzum, this issue of tzimtzum.
You know, a person could come to a shir, or the rabbi could be giving a shir and just see certain people around, and then he'll just change the direction of the shir.
You're hitting the nail on the head. When Rabbeinu Zal moved to Uman, the last few months of his life, and Uman was a hotbed of reform, and there were these three incredible apikursim, people who swore, a father-in-law and his two sons-in-law, who swore that they will never say the word G-O-D. That's how allergic they were to religion. There were rabbis that tried to come to the city and they got rid of them. They got them thrown out. They got them to run away. Reb Levi Yitzchak Berditchev tried to come to Uman and he left. And Rabbeinu Zal came and they heard there's a new guy in town, a young kid, 38 years old. And they said, for him probably we don't need heavy guns. One guy said, I'll go first. Let me see if there's anybody to talk to. And then we'll see, we'll take it from there. So he goes, he knocks on the door, and Rabbeinu Zal answers the door, and he says, yes. And he says, I heard an important person came to Uman, you know. He says, yeah, right across the street. There's a general there, a Russian general. He's right across the street. And this guy, the one who came, was a super intelligent. He saw right away that this wasn't just a joke, that Rabbeinu Zal understood what he was coming for, and Rabbeinu Zal was showing him the door. So he went back and said, it looks like there's who to talk to. It looks like there's who to deal with here. And then it's brought that they came to see Rabbeinu Zal, and they walked in while he was in the middle of giving a shiur. And the second they walked in, he changed the channel. Quick turn, he switched to the Tosfos in Sukkah, which speaks about geometry, all kinds of geometric, a circle within a square, that if you're making a sukkah, what's the minimum size of a sukkah if the sukkah is circular? What if it's a square? What if it's a circle inside of its inner? And they looked at each other and they said, he ain't giving that shiur for that. He's talking to us. You know, this isn't for them. They understood right away. And it's written that Rabbeinu Zal was careful not to say any Torah in their presence. Not to say any Dvar Torah in their presence. And he played chess with them. So he knew exactly who they were, and he knew that it's usur, while they're in this state, it's usur to say a word of Torah, a pasuk in Chumash, in their presence. And Rabbeinu Zal won them over. They loved him, and they loved Reb Nosson Zal. They came for a shoshana. They were aristocrats, and one of them, the maid, came to offer him coffee. He said, not before tkiyas.
So how do we stand a chance? How did anybody on that?
Good question. How do we stand a chance? The answer is we don't, unless we plug in to a big, big tzaddik. Unless if a person is not learning likutei moran, likutei halachos, if a person isn't connecting to a big tzaddik who understands all of it, who does know everything, and the person knows their place, that I'm not the tzaddik, I'm not the Rebbe, I am a Talmud. Person coming as a Rebbe, there's a certain level of overconfidence that I can say whatever I want. I can say, person knows I'm a Talmud, I'm a Talmud. That's a whole other league. I'm not a big Rebbe, and I'm not a big, you know, whatever I'm saying with tremendous caution. And I'm saying that, please take what I'm saying. If you think it can help you, if you think it's, you know, use it. If not, you know, with all kinds of caution related to it. That's the message that's being delivered here. We're going to see the next halacha. Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak about a person knowing when to punch and when to be gentle. Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into that also in the next halacha. But why did Rabbeinu Zal in the beginning give Rav Nosson Zal a seder of learning 18 prokim of Mishnayis, though Rav Nosson Zal was quite capable of learning Gemara? The answer is, he didn't tell him not to learn Gemara. He told him that one of the tikkunim that he needed for his neshama was to learn 18 prokim of Mishnayis. The Arizal, I believe the Arizal is the source, who writes that the word Mishnah is the letters neshama, and the limud of Mishnayis is very, very holy, very special, very important. There are some people who at Chatzos, they learn Mishnayis because it's such a holy limud. But again, Rabbeinu Zal didn't tell it to him instead of Gemara or instead of Halacha. And Rav Nosson Zal writes at one place that Rabbeinu Zal told him that he wants him to learn Kabbalah, but not yet. He has to first learn a lot more Halacha to prepare himself. We see that Rabbeinu Zal was a tzaddik on the caliber to know what each person needs for the tikkun of his neshama. He gave tikkunim. He told this person to fast Mondays and Thursdays. Again, that was a particular tikkun for his neshama. That wasn't telling him that this is your level of learning. Not at all. Paragraph Beis. Vehine, al pi anal, based on what we just explained, shekol echot tzorich lirois lahasik lefi madregosoi, that each and every person has to try to understand what they're capable of understanding on their level. Ukishemagir le'ezah hasoga, azay tzorich lehischazek, shiagir lahasoga gedol mizu. And when a person achieves a certain level, when a person masters Mishnayis, then the person has to go to the next level, continue, and get to the level of Gemara. Dahainu sheyaseloi kelim ulevushim givoyim eyelu, which means to prepare a new set of kelim, a higher level kelim and garments, kidei sheyasig hasoga gavoya, in order to be able to get to the next level, lefi hamalbushim sheyase lefi madrigosoi, based on the garments and kelim that that person is going to make, based on their level. V'zeh pirish, and now we could understand a very interesting thing that the Navi tells us in the beginning of Malachim, that David HaMelech was getting older, v'hamelech David zokein, bo bayomim, he was coming towards the end of his life, v'yechasuhu babegodim, they covered him with clothing, v'lo yichamloi, and it didn't warm him, he was still cold. Dahainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Dahainu shedover amelech olav hashalom zocho lahasoga gavoya ugedoy lamoi. Dover amelech was zocho to an incredible high level of recognition of Hashem, of understanding of Hashem. Shezeh bechinas zokein bo bayomim. That's what these terms mean. Zokein, the Gemara says, is zekona chochma. The term zokein is used very often to refer to a person on a high level of chochma. Bo bayomim means he reached old age. He kept going higher and higher. Avol hoyoloi oynish shloi hoyoyochol oz lasis kelim lefi oisei madrega kedei lahasig yoiser lefi zois hamadrega agavoyam oid. However, he was given a punishment by Hashem at that point that he was not being given the ability to generate the next level of kelim to be able to get to a higher level of hasaga. V'zehu v'yechasuhu babegodim v'lo yichamloi. Al pima shomer atmor nerayor b'maimar b'haloischa. This is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 21 in Likud Imran. Shetehei shalheves oile me'eleho. Rabbeinu Zal explains there, based on this, on the Rashi, in the first pasuk in b'haloischa, shal yidei ha'hasogo bo chamimus halev. Where a person who's constantly learning new things, a person whose brain is not in park, they're running, they're going higher and higher, that generates heat. That's what generates the hislavus of the heart. That's what generates the passion for Hashem, for tefillah, for avodas Hashem. Bebechinas, shalheves oile me'eleho, that this flame goes up by itself. Ayin shom ha'shemavur ha'maymar chazal. Take a look over there in chapter 21, how Rabbi Nizal explains the Gemara in Baba Basra, where it says, la'osit, in the future, kol tzadik nichve mechuposoi shel chaveroi. Each and every tzaddik will be burned from the chuppah of his friend who is above him. The friend who is above him, that friend's chuppah, that friend's chitzonius, are a much higher level than even the pnimius of the one below him. Rabbi Nizal explains this there. The haklal, what this really means is, mi shezoiche lahasig eza hasog lefi madregosoi, a person who zoiche to learn new things that are on their level, that are relevant to them, that new knowledge that person learned is going to warm that person. That's going to generate that chamimus. Rabbi Nizal there mentions, just like in physics, we know motion generates heat. When something's standing still, it cools off. When it's in motion, it generates heat. It gets hot. A machine, a computer, any kind of machine that's moving, it generates heat. A person's brain, which is moving, which is climbing that ladder properly, going from step to step, that's going to make the person warm. Ki ha-hasoga hi bebechinas levushin. Because this new understanding is a concept of garments, a new set of clothing, shemalbish u'mechape u'mechasoisoi, which cloaks the person and covers the person, u'mechamemesoisoi, and warms the person. Aval im masik seichel shulamat lamapa madregosoi, but again, if a person is learning things that are beneath their level, af shehu hasoga gevoya ma'oi, even if it's a very high level compared to other people, im kolzois eino mechamemesoisoi klal, it will not warm him up at all. Ki etzloi einoi necheshevas lamalbush klal. Because to him, that doesn't count. That's not clothing at all. V'zeo b'china. Again, an adult is going to try to put on a baby sweater. Go ahead, try that. Try, see how warm you're going to get. A person who's a size 40, going to put on a jacket that's size 30 or 28. See how warm you're going to get. Ki etzloi einoi necheshevas lamalbush klal. Because to that person, that's not considered clothing at all. Even though you'll dress a baby in that clothing, wow, they're perfectly dressed. They can go outside in the snow and everything. And an adult will put on that same sweater. It'll go on his fingers. It'll go on his nose. This is what's meant that David HaMelech was covering himself with garments, but it wasn't warming him up. The Gemara tells us why was David HaMelech given this punishment? Because he damaged the clothing of Shaul HaMelech. As the Gemara says in Brachas, he tore at one point when he was running away from Shaul and everything, and Shaul HaMelech was sleeping, and he went over him and tore his garment and then ran away, and then he yelled out to Shaul HaMelech, wake up! And he said, I could have killed you. You see, I could have killed you. I was right next to you. Take a look at your coat. Somebody tore off, that was me. I could have killed you. Why do you want to kill me? Ki habigodim heim bechinas chochmotato, bechinas malchus. Because we just explained, clothing is chochmotato, it's malchus. Remember, Rabbi Nizal always quotes the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan kori le lamane mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing his kavoid. And kovoid is malchus, melech ha-kovoid. So clothing is chochmat ha-tor, b'chinas malchus. V'alkein kishelo shol es David, shohoyo loivesh begodov, and therefore when Shaul HaMelech saw that David HaMelech went out, when he went out to challenge Goliath, and they put clothing on him, and they saw that it fit, oz haven boi tachsise malchus. Shaul HaMelech understood that he's qualified to be king. I see that he's ready for malchus. Ki ikar bechinas hamalchus nikar babegodim, because the malchus of a person is recognizable in their clothing. The kovoid of a person is recognizable in their clothing. That's why the Gemara says a Talmud Chacham who has a certain kind of stain on his clothing, he's chayav misa. And that's why a religious Rabbeinu Zal, warns about this. A religious person is never allowed to wear something torn, a torn garment, chas v'shalom. Except chas v'shalom, a person sitting shiva, lo'aleinu. But otherwise, to be extremely careful with the begodim, because the begodim are the malchus, and that's what's most vulnerable to the klipos, to the sitrachra. They can attack most easily over there. It says in Megillas Esther, levush malchus. The canal, as we mentioned earlier, and therefore, as a result of Dovid HaMelech damaging the garment of Shaul HaMelech, Shein Bechinas Chochmatato, which is the Chochmatato, Bechinas Hislabshus HaSeichel Elyon B'Seichel HaTachtoin, as a result of that, Al Kein Nenash Mido Keneged Mido. Therefore, Hashem punished him the exact same thing that he did to Shaul HaMelech. He damaged his Chochmatato, which is the cloak for the Chochmah Ilah. So David HaMelech was punished, Shelo Yehoyoloi Begodim Vekelim Lahasig Hasogai Slofim Adregosoi. That David HaMelech no longer had the malbush, the garment, the keli, into which to be able to receive the higher level Hasoga. V'alkein v'yechasu b'begodim v'lo yechamloi. And therefore he covered himself with clothing and it didn't warm him. V'zeh shemosar Shmuel Simen L'shol. And this is why we find that when Hashem gave Shaul HaMelech, when Shmuel HaNavi went to Shaul HaMelech and he told him, you have a mission. You have the most important mission in the history of Klal Yisrael. You are able to wipe out Amalek completely now. Wipe it out once and for all. And Shaul HaMelech went on this mission and he didn't accomplish the mission. The people said, okay, we'll kill the men, but the women, what is that? And the animals. We'll bring karbanos from the animals. Yeah? And Shaul HaMelech didn't stand up strong against them. So it says, Hashem told Shmuel HaNavi, I'm totally disappointed in him. He doesn't deserve the malchus. He's no longer melech. The malchus is being transferred to his friend who's better than him, to Dovid HaMelech. So it says, Shmuel HaNavi went to deliver this message to Shaul HaMelech. And then Shaul HaMelech said, but right now I'm about to go out to the people. Please come out with me to show me support. Shmuel HaNavi said no, and he started walking out, and Shaul HaMelech grabbed his garment, and Shmuel HaNavi kept walking. So Shmuel HaNavi's garment was torn. And Shmuel HaNavi turned around and said, just like this garment is torn, Hashem has torn the kingdom away from you. V'zeh shemosar Shmuel simen l'shol, and this is why Shmuel HaNavi gave a sign to Shaul HaMelech, Shemi sheyikra begodov yikabel malchusoi. The person who's going to tear your clothing, that's the person who's going to take over your kingdom. This is in Medrash Tehillim. V'gam Shmuel biatzmoi kora es meiloi. And Shmuel also, his garment was torn. V'omar loy, and he said to Shaul HaMelech, kora Hashem mamlochos Yisrael me'olecha. You see the garment that's torn? This is a sign that Hashem has torn the kingdom of the Jewish people away from you. Ki habegodim hein bebechinas hamalchus. Because clothing is the malchus. V'alkein hoyasimin hamalchus bohem. And that's why that was the sign of melech. This is why clothing is not the most important thing, but it's a very important thing. We don't judge a book by its cover, but at the same time, there is a concept of getting dressed for the occasion, getting dressed for Shabbos, that a person dresses differently on Shabbos than they do during the weekdays. Shabbos, Yontif, or they're going to see an important person, or they're going to see Hashem, person going to shul. You don't go to shul in sneakers, shorts, or to the Kaisel Maravi. Person's going to a Mokim Kodesh to know that if this is a place of holiness, that if this is a place of the revelation of the Malchus of Hashem, just like Lahavdil, person wouldn't go to the White House or to a place like that dressed in torn dungarees, although today probably the torn dungarees cost more than the regular dungarees, so it's more bekovedik. It's not bekovedik if you look normal. If you look abnormal, if you have one of those funny purple hair and that stuff, then you look normal, then you look sane. Otherwise, you're out of line with reality, chas v'shalom. But we're talking about the Torah's definition of normalcy and respect.
Interesting that sometimes the tzaddikim they again put on these costumes, like when Rabbeinu was traveling to Israel, he didn't wear his normal clothing, and there are certain rabbis that made themselves like look poor and exiled themselves.
Because then they were lowering their malchus. These were tzaddikim. The Gemara says, "Man malki rabbonon." Who are the kings of the Jewish people? The rabbis. He's a king. But sometimes he knew that he's going on a mission. He had to dress up for the mission, that kind of thing. Rabbi Nazal said that Eretz Yisrael is the highest of the high. And in order to get to the highest of the high, you have to go down to the lowest of the low. Rabbi Nazal knew this secret of Yerida Tachlis V'Aliyah. And he said the Baal Shem Tov didn't understand this fully, and that's why he couldn't get Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Nazal said that he got it completely, and he knew he had to go down to the tachlis, the bottom of the bottom. That's why he ran around like a kid. You know, he was doing all katnus shebekatnus, it's called. He said Eretz Yisrael is called gadlus shebegadlus, and in order to get Eretz Yisrael, you have to go to katnus shebekatnus. Or the story of about Tfila, that again, when you're doing outreach, when you're trying to reach out, you're going down to that place. You have to meet those people where they are. But again, it's a tremendous sakana. Unless you have a real tight rope, when somebody falls into a pit, a muddy pit, and you want to go down, or somebody drowns and you want to go rescue them, you got to be very, very qualified, and you got to have a rope around you to ensure that you don't drown. We hear so many cases, Rahman al-Islam. I remember taking a lifeguard course as a kid, and they warned us that when a person is drowning, or a person it feels like they're drowning, they're wild. They're going to grab you in a way that they're going to bring you down, not because they want to bring you down. They're trying to save themselves, and they don't understand. At that moment, they're frantic. They're going to try to grab you. So you have to know how to push that, how to hold that person at a certain arm length, and how to grab hold of them in a way that they can't grab you, so that they don't bring you down. You hear so many stories of a parent that saw a child ran in, and the parent and the child drowned, Rahman al-Islam, because they didn't know, they weren't qualified. You're going into deep waters. The Torah is deep waters. So many people who try to save somebody else, and they drown in the process, Rahman al-Islam, if the person isn't really qualified. Any questions?
I don't understand this whole thing. Don't we learn that Melech is going to come from Yehuda? It's not supposed to come from Shaul HaMelech. Why does it even give this whole aspect of the whole thing? You're not going to be the king. We know he's not going to be the king. He can't continue it.
That's true. What you're saying is 100% true and correct. However, Shaul HaMelech was appointed as the first king of Klal Yisrael. And once he was appointed as king, they were required to show him the proper respect, and he was required to stand up for his respect. The Gemara says, and we had this way earlier, that when he was appointed as king, there were some people that didn't show up for the coronation, that kind of thing. And the Gemara says that Shaul HaMelech may ignored it. And the Gemara says that was a pigam. That was a mistake on his part. If he was designated a king at that time, for that period of time, all the laws of Malchus applied to him. And Melech Shemochel al Kvoido, Ein Kvoido, he's not allowed to forego his, and it was considered a pigam. That's given as one of the reasons why he couldn't continue the kingdom. So it's true that the real Malchus, the eternal Malchus, is only from Dovid HaMelech, from Shevet Yudah, from Dovid HaMelech. However, Klal Yisrael demanded a king, and at that time, Dovid HaMelech wasn't ready to be king, so Shaul HaMelech had to be an interim king. And while he was king, all the laws of Malchus applied to him. And he's the one who was given this mission, the opportunity to wipe out the Malchus of the Sitra Achra completely. Amalek is called Rachis, he's all 70 nations wrapped up into one. But again, it wasn't the time. It wasn't the time. There had to be a Dovid HaMelech. And then Dovid HaMelech tried so hard during his lifetime and didn't complete the job. And then there was a Shlomo HaMelech who went even further. Incredible success. The Gemara says, Molach al yoinim v'tachtoinim. He ruled in this world, all the kings respected him, and the Shadim and the Malachim respected him. And you would think, finished, the job is over. He was the 15th generation from Avraham Avinu, which means 15th of the month is full moon. It says during his time, Sierra Bashle Musa. But yet it wasn't the time. And even by Shloim HaMelech it says, he tried, he thought, he wanted to be Mesakein the Malchus B'Shleimus, and he thought the way to do it is to take the daughters of every one of the kings and marry them Bigdusha, with the Kiddusha of Shloim HaMelech. And by doing that, he would knock over, he would defeat the Malchus of the Sitra Achra completely. But it says, even there was an error. Even there was an error. That even a Melech is allowed 18 wives, and this was too, it wasn't the time yet. It wasn't possible to achieve it. So there we see the Malchus nosedive. From his son, from Rechavam, the Malchus goes down, the Malchus of David HaMelech goes down, 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 all the way to Tzidkio HaMelech, who's a descendant of David, who Nebuchadnezzar captures him and takes his eyes out, blinds him, and takes him into Golus. And we believe, B'Emunah Shleima, that from that Yerida is going to come the ultimate Ali, is going to come Moshiach ben David, you know, the final Gula, Mitzvah. That's the Hastara we're in today. This Hastara Shebetoich Hastara, this super Yerida, this Katnus Shebekatnus, to prepare us for the Gadlus Shebegadlus. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Tomorrow's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. To be happy, full of simcha and kibes simcha seitzei, and with simcha to get out of this golus, to be zeichet to the gula shleima.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for listening.